This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz, not only were you the biggest recruit in Bloomsburg history,
one of them,
you're going to feel really honored by this. We were having a friend was going to visit us here at the studio.
Yeah.
He's stuck in traffic. And he said, now I have to miss being in there in person for the top 5 at 5.
Wow.
That was his goal, to be here for the top 5 at 5.
Many people's goals.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I don't know if my Twitter algorithm just feeds me the single most annoying Eagles content created.
You probably stare at the tweets you hate the most, and it knows that you stare at the tweets you hate the most, so it gives you more of them. It is the anger doom loop that you're in, and you can't get out of it. You got to train your Twitter to not give you that stuff, and you're training it the other way.
Freaking Elon. This is an Elon problem.
Yep.
He's making me the way that I am.
He is.
He's feeding me all the terrible content I see out there.
He is.
Regarding the football team. So what I have for you is the most annoying things that coping Eagles fans do that drive me the most crazy. Starting at number five is that when an ex-player says something positive, they're great. When an ex-player says something negative, all their stats are shown. They sucked. Backup quarterbacks, what does Chase Daniel know? What does Ryan Fitzpatrick know?
Donovan.
Colt McCoy. All idiots.
Yeah.
But someone sitting on their couch who never played football at a high level, trust, they're the ones that are real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the funny thing that gets me is the guys who have no agenda. Like, they don't have an agenda. They're just calling
McCoy
how they see it.
Colt McCoy doesn't have an agenda. Yeah, neither does Chase Daniel.
Yeah, they're just calling how they see it.
Yep.
May not agree with them, but they don't have some sort. If anything, quarterbacks usually go out of their way to defend quarterbacks.
Orlovsky used to be that way quite a bit, actually. Mm-hmm. Poor Orlovsky.
Feel that way sometimes.
Well, he gets, I feel like when he's negative,
oh, he gets crushed.
He gets crushed.
Especially by this fan base.
Yeah, and it gets in his head a little bit. Yeah.
Like, my favorite thing with the backup quarterback, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ike, but my perception of the backup quarterback is they have to know, because they're not usually as talented as the starter, so they have to know all the intricacies of the position in case they do get in, that they can't screw the whole thing up.
More importantly, no, you're absolutely right, and more importantly, they don't get the reps that the starters get, so we rely on the mental part of the game. So I have to know what this person is doing, that person is doing. I don't get to go out there and mess it up in practice and get it corrected. I have to actually pay attention, hope you did it right as a starter, and if you didn't, I have to know what the correction is there for when I do make, and when I may get that chance to go out there and play.
It's also notable that when you talk about coaches in the NBA, at least, it's not usually the superstar players that are doing it. It's the Steve Kerr, Tyronn Lue. Doc Rivers is a good player, obviously, but I think those guys have to understand better because they're not quite as physically gifted.
Totally agree. Yeah. I had to know every little angle because I can't just run through everybody.
No.
So, no, you're absolutely right. Give the backup player the respect they're due.
That's what we do on this show. The only one that might have an agenda is Chris Sims, but he's calmed down a little bit. He's calmed down a little bit.
Yes, he has. He's not.
Did he put out a quarterback list before the year?
I don't think he did. I think we scared him out of it.
Well, because usually that's a week of content. So if Chris, this is a message, if you could re-release your quarterback in the summer, we would greatly appreciate it. The fourth most annoying thing that coping Eagles fans do, again, not the real Eagles fans, is they wonder why no one is critiquing another star in the city of Philadelphia.
Right.
Why don't you bring up Josh Allen? Why don't you bring up up Joe Burrow. Why don't we're not in Cincinnati. We're not in Buffalo. No, we're not going to talk about Deebo Samuel, who's mad at Brock Purdy in San Francisco. I'm sorry. Right. We're worried about our own house.
That's a fair point.
It's just so annoying.
Now, that is a coping mechanism.
Oh, yes. It's 100% a cope. It's so coping.
That's a coping mechanism.
It is.
Which I actually use sometimes.
Of course, well, I know. Listen, we all got to use what we have to use to win an argument.
Well, could you imagine if we just came in, I open the mic, and I go, guys, I want to talk about what Deebo Samuel said about Brock Purdy.
I know.
Yeah, wouldn't work.
Listen, I had Josh Allen for about 6 weeks this year.
Dead.
Then I had to move off of that. Like, yeah, we had to quit talking about Josh Allen.
Yes, you were doing that.
Look
at what they did with Josh Allen. They minimized him. Meanwhile, he's out there.
He's taking off to be the MVP of the league.
Yeah, he's throwing like no look 40-yard touchdown passes.
No, we know what Josh Allen said. Damn all this.
Yeah.
Unleash me.
Yep. That's right. That's right. The third most annoying thing that coping Eagles fans do. This is a big one, but they bring up Jalen's win-loss total.
Oh, man, it's a good one.
And their total touchdowns. Again, the total touchdowns is a bunch of hogwash. I know 6 points is 6 points, but I'm not impressed by it. Saquon Barkley has been tackled at the one-yard line 11 times this year, and Jalen's got 10 touchdowns out of that. Saquon has zero.
Wow.
That's
a hell of a stat.
Like, just imagine.
That wouldn't happen on any other team.
It wouldn't happen on any other team. And the win-loss thing, I think we can see that Jalen does have winning qualities.
Yeah.
My only problem with the win-loss thing, especially with the quarterback, is I just don't think it's totally sustainable. And like, is Joe Burrow a loser?
Exactly.
I don't think Joe Burrow's a loser. I think there's circumstances. Is Josh Allen a loser because the Bills allowed 44 points on Sunday? No. Like, Jalen, I don't think this is a critique, but I think that a lot of things have to be going well in a situation for that record to be what it is. He has a top 10 defense. He has unbelievable skill position players. I think that contributes a lot. It's not that he doesn't contribute anything, but I think that contributes to a majority to why they are 45-19 in his career.
I actually couldn't believe Nick wrote that out yesterday.
Well, it's of course. Win-loss. Of course he did.
And coach, you're the head coach. First of all, they're your wins and losses. Secondly, you're almost minimizing what the rest of the team did when you say Jalen is 45-19.
Right.
Like, so I was actually surprised he did that. But he's obviously doing it in defense of Jalen.
Yes.
But he knows that's a team stat.
Because that's Lane's
exactly,
record.
Yes.
It's Jordan's record.
All those guys. Yeah. Yes. AJ's
record. Yeah.
And I actually give Sirianni more credit for that record than Jalen.
That's whose it is.
It's the only stat he can have.
It's the only stat he can have.
Yeah.
I completely agree. QB wins aren't a real stat, Elliot.
But, except when we got to win an argument. So I understand that people have to do it.
I guess I do use that sometimes.
You literally use it in the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
I mean,
all doing
it's
our
okay.
Job.
We got jobs to do.
Yeah.
The second most annoying thing that coping Eagles fans do, and this is actually starting to creep back in. It went away for a little bit, but it's back. Offense looking a little vanilla. What is Kellen Moore doing? Like, what are we talking about? If the offense looks vanilla for the second year in a row, when are we going to start connecting the dots here? That maybe after we ran Brian Johnson out of town. I'm not even saying Brian Johnson's great, but the offense has looked stale again. Every time the offense looks stale, can't always be the offensive coordinator. That's my point. We don't have to scheme guys open.
Well, that's the phrase I always
hear. Scheme guys open.
As if just like scheming guys open was so easy that like there should be every play, there should be a guy
somebody
with...
Somebody should be running wide open somewhere.
Yeah, like a... The only time I ever remember seeing that happen was the Nick Foles year with Chip. It felt like
when his offense was still new.
Yeah, when his offense and nobody had it figured out. Mm-hmm. It was guys looked like they were opening all over the place. But now when you're watching those other, like most times it's not the guys aren't wide open. Sometimes they're wide open, but most times it's a step or two.
You gotta throw guys open sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
But the number one most annoying thing that coping Eagles fans do is whenever anything's going bad with the team, anything. Whether it's a player comment after the game, whether it's something that happened the next day, you always got to blame WIP. It's always WIP's fault.
This was on the list.
I've seen a lot of that this week. We have nothing to do with it.
It's unbelievable. It's always WIP. You're driving. You're ruining this. Yeah. Shut up. They're fine. You watch the game on Sunday and see if they win or lose. We have nothing to do with it.
Wow.
Totally agree.
I mean, shut up.
Jack lashing out.
Oh, poor Jack.
It's just, it's so, there goes WIP. I saw a sweatshirt today with Elliot's face on it.
No.
With the X over it. Like, this is where
we're at. A real sweatshirt?
Like, yeah, if you wanted to, yeah.
You can order it.
Yeah. It's like, what are we doing here?
Well, I want a sweatshirt with my face on it.
I was going to say, yeah, Elliot's moved
now,
up,
Now, we could
man.
Order this for the show.
Yeah, I would love to wear those
could
for
you
next
imagine
Tuesday.
Tuesdays with Elliot, we all have Elliot.
Can I add one more to your list?
Yeah, of course.
So this is only when, because this I went through this with Ben and Joelle, when somebody says that the relationship is bad, you see a screenshot of them high-fiving each other on the field.
That's the best one.
And it's like, but I was told they hate each other. Yeah, yeah.
That this week it was Jalen, Smitty, and AJ.
Praying,
yes.
Dude, he really is. It's the Ben thing all over again.
I've been saying this for weeks.
It's the comments like the one that he had like with this. Yep. It's being the limited player. It's what are you guys talking about? They're best friends.
Yes.
We're starting to get right back into Ben territory.
This hour.
Hopefully it ends better as the disclaimer.
Well, it couldn't end worse.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What if he showed up with a pocket or with a phone in his pocket? And Sirianni kicks him out.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Take advantage of Guided Dorn Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Tommy Two Sigs, you're on WIP.
Hey. What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Two Sigs? Wait a minute. Bad news. Actually, I just thought of this.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I already know.
So you remember for Sacrifice for Soto.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Two Sigs said if they don't get Soto, he's going to smoke
he's
more.
Up. Yeah.
Middleton might as well have dug my grave at this point.
Tommy Two Sigs, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to smoke more.
Put those cigarettes down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. We just won't talk about it.
Okay.
But in terms of just the subject at hand, I mean, I really don't think we have a choice in the matter. Like, we just have to trust that, you know, he can get us the wins at this point. I view it like almost kind of like if you if you had some sort of terrible disease and this guy was like, oh, I know the guy that would help you. And you go to a guy who lives on the side of the road, you're going to have a lot of questions. But, you know, if you trust the process and he gets you that cure, it doesn't really matter. We just got to trust him up until this point, you know?
So your point now is, I don't really understand the logic here. We should just trust it the way that it's going because they're winning? Is that essentially where we are?
I say if we're going to take Jalen at face value, yeah, essentially that's where we're at.
Yeah.
You know, he does get the W's, but there's like a lot of questions. You know?
Yeah, I think that the interesting thing at the accept it for who he is thing is there's two levels for it there. One is if this is what he is and who he is, I can accept that he's not going to be better than what he is. I can accept that. That is what it is. It's very hard to scream at a guy to get better. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the player is just what they are. Most players, you can scream at them all you want. It's not going to make them much better than they are. That's the first part of it. I can accept that. The second part of it is, do I accept it as a formula to win a Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles? Right. At that point, I do not accept that. That's the sort of the two-pronged thing. I think to a certain extent we could scream and yell about Jalen Hurts being a better passer all day long, and there's probably a limiter on that. Like, it's only going to be what it is. But then I get to, I guess what I don't want to be told is, like, this is not an issue, we're winning games. You know what I mean? Because it is an issue.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a complicated dynamic there as to what we're actually saying when we say accept it.
Yeah, that's exactly why I feel like I just have to trust at this point, because I do wish it was way better. It doesn't look great at all. I don't really have the faith in it, but hey, he's getting the W's, so, you know. Before I get my cameo, and I wanted to just say, you know, ESP, he's done being curious. He's off curious, and now he's just wondering all the time.
Oh, is he doing that now?
I was wondering. Yeah.
I hate that I noticed that, but I can't help it.
So he replaced one crutch with another one?
Yeah,
he went from being curious to wondering.
Now he's not curious anymore. He's more whimsical. He's wondering now. He's just always wondering.
He acts like he just woke up at a press conference, and that's why he's asking the question.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I'm just here. Now that I'm here, I'm wondering. I'm wondering. I'm going to listen for that. Give us a cameo.
Yeah, so I don't want the massage.
Okay.
I like being tight. But, you know, give it to Corey or something. He said he wanted a massage. But
yeah.
Michael Jackson in Men in Black. Classic. Agent M.
I don't remember
Michael Jackson was in Men in Black?
Oh, you guys. Come on. You got to watch this. It's fantastic. Michael Jackson was in the first Men in Black, I think.
What do you mean, think? Yeah, I don't remember Michael Jackson being in Men in Black.
They stationed him. It's a very small cameo. They stationed him in, like, the Arctic because they wanted to get rid of him. And so he's, like, calling Rip Torn. He's like, I can be Agent M.
Oh, okay.
He's, like, really sad about it. It's a great cameo.
Okay. I got to check that.
It looks like he was, in fact.
Yeah.
In Men in Black 2. Right.
Men in Black 2.
Again, yes, Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 2, 2 Sigs.
Oh, yeah. And I never saw Men in Black 2. That's right.
Yeah, it's 2. Yeah. Not 1.
Well, you know, still a great cameo. Well,
all right, 2 Sigs. Yeah, it's good enough.
It's good enough for sure.
Yeah.
I know I've seen 1. I don't even remember what 2 was.
Yeah, I don't
remember what Men in Black 2 was.
It was probably just like Men in Black.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it was that different from the first one. Spencer in Conshohocken, you're on WIP.
Fellas, how's it going, y'all?
What's up, Spence?
Oh, man, I'm loving this show. I'm be honest with y'all. First thing I got to say is, you know, it was night and day. You know what I mean? I took my son to the Baltimore game in Baltimore for his birthday, my birthday. And Jalen didn't have a good game. And everything was great because we were away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cool. No problem. But then he doesn't have the equivalent game, but he has a lesser game at home. And all of a sudden, you know, hockey sticks, is, you know, like we're just all hell's breaking loose. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I get it. You know what I mean? I'm pissed off too. But at the same time, can we show a little patience? Can we show a little, you know, like, you know, a couple years ago, like I said, it was, we got to run the ball. All right, but we got a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, now we got to pass the ball. I'm like, yo, all right, come on. Which one are we doing, first of all? And second of all, I don't want to say we're winning the games, but we're winning the games. We are winning the games. It may not look pretty. It may not look, you know, sexy or whatever. We'll see this week, though. This week is a tester. You know, we're facing a 10-3 team, a good, you know, above average defense. We'll see what happens. You know what I mean? But Ike.
Yes.
I got to ask you.
Ike Reese knows what you're talking about. Sorry, go ahead.
Ike did not watch True Romance. I cannot believe that.
Well, no, not yet.
Ike, that is one of the better movies ever in history made, bro. Wait till you see that scene with Homeboy. When he's talking about the Sicilians, you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Quite a scene. Yeah, with Christopher Walken, you're talking
yeah.
about. Yeah.
With Frank Wright?
Yeah.
No, Christopher Walken and the
Oh, man. I always refer to Christopher Walken as Frank White.
Yeah, Hopper.
Yeah, and with Dennis Hopper, Christopher Walken, and what's his name in that scene, too? Yes, I've
seen King of New York. You knew what I was talking about.
And it's, what's his name? Tony Soprano is in that scene, too.
Oh, yeah?
No, he's not in that scene, but he's in the joint when he is in that scene.
He is. He's standing by the door. Yes.
Yeah, but that shower scene with R. Kelly, oh, my God.
What are we talking about right now?
I don't care.
Sorry. We're getting all...
I appreciate it, Spence.
But can I get my 3 cameos before I let y'all go?
You give us one cameo. One.
All right, I'm going to give y'all one cameo. I hope nobody gave it because it's his birthday today. Bob Barker.
Jesus. I mean, that's why we did the freaking contest, Spencer.
Well, and I don't say Spence. That every time. Yes. And that's on Spencer, that's
yeah,
on
we
me.
We got to remind people why we're doing the
contest.
Yeah,
that's actually
don't
Spencer.
Snap, Spencer.
Well, no, you know what? Spencer had 3, so you can go to the second one because that's on me. That's on me.
I got another one.
Now. Yes, sir.
How about, and he's an actor. And he's an actor. And it was a great movie. And he was only at the end of it. Joe Pesci, Bronx Tale.
I never saw Bronx Tale. Which
I just watched Bronx Tale.
Oh, really?
Yes, I just watched it last week.
I don't like mob movies. Too fake.
It's
what's
not really a mob movie. It just has mobsters in it.
Chaz Palminteri's in that, right?
Yes, he calls his movie.
He calls Fan all the time. He calls. Yeah. He calls. He's big. Big Yankee guy.
I remember when he called your dad up.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that too.
I remember that.
Didn't they do a Bronx Tale play or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's a great movie. It's not a mob movie.
Okay, all right.
But there are mobsters in it. It's surrounding that.
Okay. Is there a disclaimer that this is probably embellished and sort of fake with the mob part of it?
No. I guess it's supposed to be a part love story, but it's really about a relationship between father and son.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Shut up, Jack.
Dope.
Wait, I mean, Ewan Walker, man.
Dude, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically a Bronx Tale right there, Ewan Walker.
The mob of Westchester.
Yeah. Never mind. I was about to quote one of the lines.
Yeah, that's bad. We know that's not going to end well. Dude, I didn't know who Chaz Palminteri was.
Yeah.
You Google him, you know, right?
Yeah, well, no. I thought you were talking about Chaz Michael Michaels the whole time, which is Will Ferrell's character in Blades of Glory. Not Blades of Glory, man?
Nobody's ever seen Blades of Glory.
See, he makes this seem like it's because we're old.
Yes.
It's because...
Now, that's a dumb one. That's a dumb movie there, yes.
Well, he doesn't know anything. He only knows the stuff that he knows.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
But I know that stuff really well.
Well, yeah, sort of. You know tweet's worth.
Tweet's worth.
280 characters at a time, baby.
Yeah. Well, you don't hit the more thing. 140.
Not, well, especially with Elliot's nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, his are too. All right. 215-592-9494. Can we talk for like 2 minutes about the drones next? The drones. Over New Jersey.
They're taking over the
taking over our state.
Seems like it's going well.
Just a little bit. All right, so WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Now, the FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So, when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view the live play-by-play action, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Heaven save me! But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
We have one more pair of Creed tickets to give away tomorrow at 4:30. Creed is coming back July 12th with Three Doors Down. By the way, Daughtry not on our date of the tour.
Oh.
Yeah, I was saying that wrong. So just Creed and Three Doors Down. But great show nonetheless. So that is 4:30 tomorrow. You'll have to sing the next line of a song, and then one of our winners will get pit tickets. And July 12th, we need to make sure that we get Scott Stapp maybe the day before, because July 12th is a Saturday. He's got to sing 5:30 Creed with us. That's my only goal.
You're going to make him come out a day early?
Well, dude, I need him. Maybe we could record it. I need him.
We got to look him in the eye.
Yes.
And say, we're the captains.
I need him to know that we're doing this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say there's no show in America that has honored Creed more than this show.
No.
Well, yeah.
Much to the chagrin of Ike. Yeah.
Nah, I'm in, man. I'm in.
He's in. Before we get to the drones, Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, Zach.
Tasty Cake, what's up, brother?
I just was listening to the show. Spike, I already said this to you, that I felt as though this week I was just going to absorb things.
Yes.
I thought when you came on Monday, I agreed with everything you said. And you know, as a Jalen guy, I thought the most of the criticisms were warranted. So I was just going to listen and enjoy the shows.
Until?
And then they started coming in. You got Chris from Middletown making his 17th call of the week. And he wants a name drop, right, Spike? He wants to go Joe Burrow.
Yep.
He wants to go, that was his call yesterday, on number 17. Then he went number 18 and went in a different direction. But okay, you want a name drop. The last time Joe Burrow played Jalen Hurts, what happened, Spike?
Oh,
and the last time Joe Burrow played Josh Allen, what happened, Spike? And the last time Joe
You're my
Burrow
guy,
played
Tasty
Patrick
Cake.
Mahomes, what happened?
You're my guy.
Talk to him. Talk to him, Tasty Cake.
Tasty Cake.
I'm just saying.
You're my guy, but they don't. The quarterbacks don't play each other.
Well, they.
They don't.
Boy, I got to tell you, on this station, I used to hear Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning
all the time,
and they said Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. All the great hosts on WIP, right, Ike?
That's right.
Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning.
Well, Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
But okay. Let me ask you this, Stacey. Just being fair, I know you're a Hurts guy. And here's the problem, is that bringing up guys like that, to me, I don't even bring up guys like that. Because you know you'd rather have Joe Burrow than Jalen. You know you'd rather have Josh Allen than Jalen. You'd rather have Patrick Mahomes than Jalen. That's fine. They're the three best quarterbacks in the league, right? So
Jalen's 3-0 against them in the last three games.
Ooh, talk to him.
Well, okay. What is he against Baker Mayfield in their last two games?
That's not fair.
Well, he's 0-2 against Baker Mayfield the last two games.
See, he's on the table. What's his record against Zach Wilson their one time they played?
Yeah, he's 0-1 against Zach Wilson. We could do this all day long.
I'm going to get to you in a second, Jack. You're Jack, I'm coming for you, brother. I love you, but that's not... Fritz at 6 last night.
Did you hear that nonsense last night, Tasty
I'm
Cake?
I'm in this rehab, and they thought I was in agony or something because Jack is...
It's a must-win game, Tasty Cake.
When Jack said he wants to flush 45-19 down the toilet, okay, that's all to me, Spike. You can flush everything else down the toilet.
Can't flush that record.
All there is 45-19.
That's right.
I'm not a record guy for the quarterback.
Except when it fits my narrative.
Yeah, yeah. If I need it, I'll go there. But the same reason I'm not going to say that, well, I might. I'm not going to say Baker Mayfield. The same reason I'm not going to say that Zach Wilson's better than Jalen Hurts because he beat him. And by the way, last year, Zach Wilson played a great game against Patrick Mahomes or whatever, but they don't play each other. So I just want to talk about Jalen as Jalen. Chris brought up the Burrow thing and the Allen thing. He ain't those guys, but not... No team.
Don't say nobody else is either.
Yeah, no team in the NFC has any of those guys.
That's true.
So Jared Goff's not that guy, and Brock Purdy's not that guy, and Jordan Love's not that guy, and
Sam Darnold's
not that guy.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't even think those guys matter really. You know,
well, they do matter when today's call. When he called for the 19th
well,
time.
Well, you got to call Chris.
I got you, Spike, except he comes on my show. When I say my show, this is the show I listen to.
That's
it's
right.
Your show.
Yes.
I'm not saying my... I'm
it's our show.
That
yeah, it's really my show.
It's really Ike's show. His name's first.
The non-miss...
Fritz and Friends, I'm saying.
Yeah.
The non-miss show for me, Dom, is 2-6.
Yes.
That's
right.
The show that I don't miss. So yeah. I don't mean that I'm... It's my show. It's the show I listen to.
Let me be clear, Tasty Cake. I think you are a much smarter person than Chris. And I rank you far ahead of Chris in almost every way. He's got really big arms. He's probably stronger than you, but everything else, I take you.
Does he have big arms?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
I'm hoping that when I get out of this rehab, I can come up to Chickie's. I'd love to shake your hand, Spike.
Oh, we would love for a visit.
It's a very weak handshake, though, Dom.
No, it is not.
I'm not a little guy.
No.
Oh, yeah, Tasty Cake is not a little guy.
Yeah, I would love for you to come by. Yeah. And my handshake is totally good.
I've heard dead fish.
I not have dead fish. In fact, I hate dead fish.
He does not have a dead fish hand.
Yeah.
He does not.
Tasty Cake, give us a cameo.
Well, I will. Can I take 3 seconds? I want Ike to be proud of me again.
Okay.
I stayed on point. No traveling into the basketball land.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we don't have much to travel into.
One stay on play. I never would want Ike mad at me.
Oh, but I would never be mad at you.
My cameo is Joe Frazier and Rocky.
That's a good cameo.
So Joe Frazier made a cameo in Rocky?
Yeah, and there's...
When they fought in the fight, Ike, when they introduced...
Yeah.
You know, I thought that led credibility to the film.
No,
it's
you're right.
The real heavyweight champ.
Yeah, there's, in Philadelphia.
And we have James Brown and Rocky IV.
Yep.
You know, and Mr. T is not a cameo.
Nah.
He was acting it.
Yeah,
in Rocky III.
That's a good one.
All right, Tasty Cake, good one, buddy.
All right, brother.
Good luck with the rehab,
love
man.
You guys.
All right, brother.
And I would have gone with Thunder. Thunder, is it Thunder Lips?
Thunder Lips,
or
Hulk
Thunder
Hogan.
Hips? It was Thunder Lips.
It was Thunder Lips.
Yeah, with Hulk Hogan, yeah.
Yes, sir. The final check-in on the Twitter question, which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Men's Night is back tonight. If you're not doing anything, Mark's Jewelers. And if you are doing something, cancel it.
Head over anyway.
Mark's Jewelers, holiday shopping with an open bar, food trucks, and more. Finish your holiday shopping strong at Mark's Jewelers. Well, I already won the Zombieland one, but the Jalen Hurts said yesterday that you have to accept that this is who he is as a quarterback. Do you accept it, or do you want the passing game to get better? 55% say I accept it. 45% say I don't accept it. Now, before we get to our all-star, Herb, Leanna from Jenkintown, you're on WIP.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, listen, my name...
That's Lena.
When I first called in...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jack, hello?
Yes, you're there.
Yeah, when I first called in, Jack said... pronounce my name as Lola.
It said Lola on the screen in my defense.
Oh, okay. So it's Lena?
It's Leanna.
Leanna.
Oh, Leanna.
Okay.
Not
so I was pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got it.
Not Lola.
Okay, but... Okay. Ike?
Yes, ma'am.
You are embarrassing the black community.
Oh, here we
again.
Go. What did I do this time?
Because Ike...
Yes.
Who hasn't seen True Romance? Like you got to watch it this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
from the delegation.
From the delegation.
Like, yeah,
pretty tough on me right now.
Ike.
You act like it was Boys in the Hood. Is this real?
But listen, Ike,
yes.
It's not Boys in the Hood,
yes.
But it's a great movie. You're going to try to figure out how is it that you haven't seen this movie.
I'm kind of intrigued by that now, especially since you done called my card into question and everything.
Yeah,
I'm
calling your card right now. If you don't watch True Romance this weekend, the next time the racial draft come up, we play.
Whoa!
Let me say something real quick. I love you, Leanna. This thing started off as a joke a couple months ago. It really has taken off on its own.
Yeah.
I didn't expect this to take off the way it has taken off.
Who are we blaming? Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everybody's coming at my neck. Yes, Aaron, I got it. Yoshi on me.
Well, Ike in Southwest Philly.
Ike in Southwest Philly
and
on me.
Truly, True Romance is a great movie. I would not consider it... Like on the Mount Rushmore of delegation.
Yes, the
movies.
Black exploitation movies.
Yeah.
It's not Juice or Friday.
Yeah.
But you know what, though, Leanna? You might have been the caller that gets me to look at True Romance this weekend. You may be the one.
It gets even worse. I'm a long-time listener. This is my first time calling, because when I heard Spike have to speak to you about True Romance again today, I said, no, I'm calling in now.
Way to take a stand. It's about time.
I can appreciate it. Listen, we're all about accountability. I got no excuse.
By the way, there is a cameo in True Romance. I would say, Leanna, would you say Val Kilmer is a cameo? Would you say that is a cameo role in True Romance?
Yes.
Okay. All right. There
okay.
we go.
I'm on it. How long is the movie?
It's a 2-hour movie. Normal 2-hour movie.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
But it's a you ain't gonna you won't regret it.
Okay.
All right. There we
see
go.
You got nothing on tonight.
See if my wife has watched it.
Oh, it's a good flick. It's a good
all right.
flick.
Is somebody right. Is it something I can is it a movie night thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some violence.
Okay with that.
Some sex.
You
hardest wood I ever touched.
Oh man. Okay, yeah.
All right, Leanna.
Let me tell you something about that.
All right, you guys.
I got you.
All right. Thank you, Leanna. I appreciate you.
Still not comfortable watching movies with sex scenes in it with my daughter.
Oh, I can imagine.
And she's 19.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got tested 2 weeks ago. I forget what we were watching. This
X-rated?
No, hell no. Hell no. It's like a regular movie night. She likes watching horror flicks.
Okay.
But it just happened to have a sex scene in it. I'm like, what the hell is a sex scene doing in the middle of this horror flick?
Are you kidding? There's sex scenes in horror flicks.
I know,
all the time.
Spike, but I'm not expecting that. I'm just trying to tell you as a dad sitting there watching a movie with my daughter and my wife.
So, do you just ignore it and hope it ends real quick? Or
I pray that it ends as fast as possible.
Okay.
I don't get up. Because I want to get up and move.
Yeah, but you can't acknowledge it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she knows because I always say, well, I'll sigh. Oh, God, here we go. Here we go. And she's like, grow up, Dad. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't want you to get Yeah. And she has a boyfriend, so I really don't want to be watching a sex scene.
No. Do you remember what movie it was? I'm trying to think.
I do not even remember
it
what it was. It's not a popular. We've seen so many of these ridiculous Netflix horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them.
But I'm a big horror movie guy, so.
Yeah. Don't have any kids, man.
No. Wow. Now, it's
just
weird.
Saying, a daughter, I'm like, God, why?
It's not that weird when I'm watching a movie, the sex scene, and the dog is in there.
Well, sure, it's not weird.
No weirdness there. Herb, what's up, Herb?
Hey, listen, you guys, all week you've been talking, and I ain't been a chance to get in on you, okay?
Called 2 days ago.
I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about.
Yep.
Okay?
Of course.
Jalen Hurts. I ain't got nothing wrong with Jalen Hurts. This is what it is. These are the facts. You got a 6'1 quarterback, okay? Now he needs a clean pocket. Now, I'm going to tell you that straight up. When they run double tight end, somebody's open, somebody's making a nice play, okay?
Mm.
Tight end's making it, or the wide receiver. Okay?
Herb, be careful. I don't want to go too in-depth football here. Like, you're sounding like NFL Network.
Well, forget about it.
Okay,
It is what it is at this point, Spike. Get out of the way.
Okay. Spike, I'm on my way to New York. You want me to drop you off there somewhere or what?
Spicy Herb.
Yep.
You understand what I'm talking about, okay?
I do.
The running game has been going good here.
Yep.
Okay. We need to open up some big holes this Sunday so my brother 26 can blast it for about 40
or 50
a couple times.
That hammer is real, for real.
I want to see him get some big yardage. Okay. You understand this weekend, okay?
It's taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
What's up there, Ike Reed? What's up, baby?
What's up,
baby? Pound the rock.
Yep, you tell him.
Take care of my boy A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and whoever else is a tight end. Get him a couple balls here, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Over and out. I'll see you on Sunday.
Herb.
E-A-G. L-E-S Eagles.
Herb, real quick.
Herb. He's out. Yeah, he's out.
You a considerate lover?
Am I what?
As a lover, are you considerate?
Whatever you want to say. Yeah, whatever you
want to
say.
He does not take your jokes very well.
He doesn't.
Not even close.
Him and Mike Lombardi, he's going to get hired by Bill Belichick to work in North Carolina. He and Mike Lombardi don't ever have to deal with me ever again.
I don't think that's as crazy as you believe.
Yeah.
I can see it.
He does know ball.
He does. He's a ball knower. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm hot as fire. Is that what it was? I'm hot as fire.
Remember Jolly did the countdown on New Year's?
Oh, dude, that was classic Jolly
like
audio,
15.
Too. Yep.
Why don't we count it down here? 17, 16, 15, 14. Around the world, people count it down everywhere. Obviously at different times. 10, 9, 8, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2023 from all of us at Sports Radio 94 WIP. We love you.
What?
Can you imagine? What has your life come to if you are counting down to the new year listening to Jolly Countdown from 17?
Yeah.
Why 17?
Why did he start at 17?
17!
All right, what's next?
So true.
Is he? Was he third?
He was third, yes.
It's been a while since he did Joe New Hope text.
It would be Joe from New Hope.
But he was furious on the way home.
Be the one.
So Brady was first? Was Brady first?
Russell Wilson, I think, was two?
Yeah, I think Wilson finished second, yes.
Oh, that's even better. That's better for my case, actually, that he was
New Hope Joe would know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or it certainly wouldn't have let it go.
What's next? It's true.
You know that would be you.
Yeah. Well,
there. Let me tell you. They run Spike out of there, man.
Out of Cincinnati?
Yeah, they're not used to aggressive talk radio.
No.
Joe Burrow is God down there.
It's really a Northeast thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we have sports radio. You know, we have sports radio stations across the country, but it's really Philly, New York, Boston, a little bit of Baltimore, but it's mostly Philly, New York, Boston that are the way that we are. Well, I mean, we're in Philly. I said one bad thing about St. Harper this past summer. They almost ran me out of town.
We were trying.
Yep. What's next? That was great. About how comfortable Brandon was to say those things to you. Get out of here, Sheil.
Yeah. Did you not see the video?
Yeah, go do your podcast.
I was nowhere in the video.
Yeah. No,
get your nose out of the tape, Sheil.
Yeah. Stop doing work and learn what shows I host. What's next?
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I actually miss it.
It was a good bit for a little while there.
This is around the time when I took it.
That picture?
Oh, yeah. It's been about a year.
Because it was Mark's last day.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was Mark's last day.
You honored him by jacking up your underwear halfway up your sweater.
Oh, man.
What a day that was.
What's next?
I still don't trust Tucker for that.
You have to look them sideways.
I wasn't here, and I remember seeing the picture real quick and being like, "The hell is Ike wearing?"
What's going on?
Yeah. What's next? Baldy was not having it with me yesterday. Before we get our winner.
You can watch as much tape as you want, Spike.
Yep. I know. That's what he said. Pop and Pensauken, you're on WIP. What's up, Pop?
What's good, man? What's good? I had to get on there, Spike. You tripping today, bro.
Am I?
What's up, Pop?
All right, so listen. All right, so out of our 11 wins this season, and it's nothing crazy, but out of our 11 wins this season, Jalen has thrown for 200 or more in at least 7 of them. And in the Rams game, he only went for like 180, and A.J. had 100 of those yards with a touchdown, and everybody was happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're comparing him to Ben Simmons?
Yes. Well, by the way, Ben Simmons made, what, 3 All-Star teams, 2 All-Defense teams?
That's the NBA. You could do whatever in the NBA made the All-Star team.
Ben Simmons averaged like 16 and 10. I don't understand. And by the way, I don't like Ben Simmons as a player or anything. However, he was a part of multiple successful regular season teams. He made all defense teams. He made all-star teams.
Well, they won. They were the one seed with 50 plus wins.
They were the one seed. Like to compare Jalen to Ben is not believe it or not, is not crazy. And in this scenario, Saquon is Joel. So,
okay, but this is where I think is crazy, because the comparison to Ben is just like Ben wouldn't shoot the ball, and I think we're comparing it to like Jalen can't throw the ball. And you know, say so. I think that's a crazy comparison in that way, because we've seen Jalen throw the ball. Like, we've seen him do that. And before these last two games, on his radio station, everybody was talking Super Bowl. Everybody was talking Super Bowl. It wasn't talking Super Bowl just because of Saquon or just because of the defense. We was talking Super Bowl because the team was playing well.
I can't.
Jalen, and we were talking about Sirianni doing a good job, and everything was clicking. But these last two games, we're acting like he's been playing like that the entire season.
Pop, I can't speak for anybody else. I've been talking about the passing game not being good enough for weeks, and to win a Super Bowl. And we did a show where I said their offense is going to win them regular season games, but I don't think it's going to win them games in the playoffs. And like Ben, and you could admit this, the Jalen thing from a passer over the last 4 weeks has regressed, and I saw the same thing with Ben. When defenses figured out what he couldn't do, it shook him. And I'm hoping it doesn't stay there, but Jalen looks a little shook and he looks a little gun shy. And I've seen this happen before when the defense figures out when your skill set is limited in a certain way. Their defensive coordinators are paid all across the league to figure out what he's not good at. It just feels like they're figuring it out. That's it.
No, but all right. I'll counter that by saying last year we thought they figured him out when he was blitzing him, and this year he's done a good job with that. These last two games, he has held on to the ball. The last game, guys were open, and he didn't throw it. And I just think he's looking at it like, if we don't turn this ball over, we're going to win the game. And that did hold him back in these last couple games. I don't think it's going to stay there. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to bounce back from this like he has other times when we thought teams had him figured out.
Okay.
And he's bounced back, and there's times that we look good. That we look good, and I think we're going to get back to that.
Your lips to God's ears. I hope so. Real
That's
quick,
good argument, Pop.
Yeah, give us a cameo, Pop.
Now, can this cameo be the same guy like in multiple movies? But these movies are related. But
he's sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to say Stan Lee in the Marvel movies.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, he's in all of them.
He's in all of them. Alfred Hitchcock was in all his.
Oh, was he?
He was. Quentin Tarantino is oftentimes in his.
Yeah, some sort of cameo.
M. Night Shyamalan's in his horrible movies.
Larry David.
Sixth Sense was good.
Larry David. Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Larry David played Steinbrenner.
Steinbrenner
in Seinfeld.
So what are our finalists here for the Hand and Stone gift card? Hold on, let me read this. You're going to win a Hand and Stone massage and facial spa gift card, good for a 50-minute massage or facial. You can give the gift of results this holiday season. Hand and Stone massage and facial spa. Buy a spa package and get a free massage or facial gift card.
So I guess Lou Nebraska had Trump in Home Alone 2. Chris Middleton, Scott Stapp in the new movie Reagan.
Yep.
Which I guess it's a preemptive one. Patrick Harris and Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, which neither of you saw. Karen Vineland with Jaws.
Yeah, no, that
the
other one
shark
sucked.
From Jaws. Yeah. Tommy 2-6, Michael Jackson and Men in Black 2.
Well, I
Joe
that's
Frazier,
a good one.
Joe Frazier and Rocky from Taste the Cake Dom and Stan Lee from Pop and Pensacon.
Look.
Where are you going?
The Trump and Home Alone 2 one is a classic cameo. But it's Louis Nebraska, and he said he didn't want it.
True. So he wanted to give it to Corey Columbus, who I gave to yesterday.
We can't go to court. Yes.
No.
I think Tommy 2-6. Like, listen, we lost out on Soto.
Yes.
He has to smoke more cigarettes.
Yes.
Which is not good.
We can't let that happen.
Yeah.
So at least he can get a back massage.
All right. Give it to Tommy 2-6. There we go. So we have Fritz at 6 and Riding with the King tonight. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. Get excited.
What topic?
I don't know. I mean, we'll get to it.
Clear up this nonsense.
Well, what always happens? All right. So the first 10 minutes,
we're
going to clear up whatever happened in the first on the show today.
Yeah. Right.
We'll get to the Jalen drama, and I'm sure he's probably going to have thoughts in the Sixers arena.
All right. Oh yes. But remember, his thoughts are influenced heavily by
he's got other worms.
A certain corporation.
Yeah, he's got other worms. Yeah.
Okay. And let him know I was negative.
He already texted me, said, for once, your partner was right, because he refers to you as my partner.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fritz the Six is next.
Beautiful.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.